Hi, I'm Suzanne. I'm going to teach you a short Feldenkrais lesson about how to sit. So please come to sit easily to the front part of a flat chair and let your hands rest easily on your upper legs. Place the feet flat on the floor. Can you feel the bones that you're sitting on and that they're taking the weight? These are called the sit bones. And imagine that you're sitting on a line which is starting on your left side and is reaching all the way across to your right side. So you're sitting on this imaginary line. Have you got that image? And slowly start to roll your pelvis forward over this line. And then let the pelvis come back to the line. And do this slowly, carefully, so that you have time to observe if both sides are rolling an equal amount. Or is one side ahead of the other? Or is one side not so clear? Keep rolling forward over your sit bones and to the middle where your imaginary line is. And start looking at how your spine is moving. Is it moving too as you're rolling your pelvis forward? And the head at the top of the spine, what is it doing? Your head might have a tendency to move in the direction of the ceiling as you're rolling forward. Rest in the middle. Observe your breathing. And now start to roll your pelvis from the line a little bit backwards. Just a small amount. Your pelvis is sinking backwards and returns to the middle where your line is. Keep doing this small rolling movement and observe what your head is doing as your pelvis is rolling backwards behind the line and then forward just to the middle. Do you feel that your head is dipping down maybe so that your chin comes a bit closer to your chest as you're rolling backwards? That's great. Rest in the middle. And now start to roll your pelvis over the imaginary line backwards. And all the way forwards over the line. And keep rolling so you feel the shape of your spine is changing as you bring your pelvis backwards and forwards. Slowly. So the beginning of the movement is in the spine, in the pelvis, but how far up the spine can you feel this movement? And can you invite the head to join in the movement? Can you feel your feet on the floor as you're rolling forward and backward? And for 2 or 3 rolls, hold the head so that it stays out of the movement. How do you organize this? So the head is just on top and you're rolling the pelvis. Can you feel a difference? Which movement do you like more, when the head is included or when you leave the head out? Rest in the middle, sitting on the line, and let your breath flow easily. Now start to roll your pelvis lightly and with a hint of a movement in the direction of your left knee forward. As if you wanted to bring your belly to touch your upper leg. So again, the weight of your pelvis is changing as you move towards the left knee. And where is your weight when you're back sitting on the line? So you can bring the weight back onto both sides of the pelvis. Keep doing this movement, but do only half the movement you could do. In which direction is your spine moving? Can you keep your belly soft, as if it wanted to touch your left leg? And come back to the imaginary line and rest. Breathe. And now, start to roll your pelvis forward towards your right knee, as if you wanted to bring your belly to touch your upper right leg. Is rolling to this side easier than when you roll to the left side? Maybe this is a habit that you have. How is it different? Which side is clearer? That's great, thank you. And rest in the middle. And to finish the experiment, simply roll your pelvis over the imaginary line a little bit forward and a bit backward and observe how easily you do this now. Has the line you're sitting on changed? Has it become wider? Maybe clearer? Are you using more of yourself in the movement? Can you feel the head, the chest going along? And rest in the middle and look with your inner eye at the way you're sitting now. Do you feel more stable? Is the weight of the pelvis distributed more evenly? What shape has your spine now? Is it straighter? Do you feel taller? Can you feel that the head is connected to the spine? Can you feel that the feet contribute to how you're sitting? I hope that you've enjoyed this short Feldenkrais lesson. Thank you very much. And I recommend you use this simple sequence of movements anytime to ease your back and to be more aware of how you're sitting.